Welcome to this second part of the podcast around this identification. I'm Cristina Pellizzatti, and I'm welcoming you to continuing to listen around this important topic in the personal development.
This process of letting go often occurs without a clear understanding of its real meaning and often occurs against the will of the individual involved, which is why it can be so painful. As a jolly eighth law of psychodynamics described in the act of will describes very clearly why crises occur, because we are mostly unaware of the process and it's occurring independently of and even against our conscious will. Through the awareness of what's going on and conscious training on identification, disidentification, and self-identification, we gain the freedom and the power of choice to be identified with or disidentify from any aspect of our personality according to what seems most appropriate in every situation. We become able to master, direct, and utilize all the elements and facets of our personality in an inclusive and harmonious synthesis. This exercise is fundamental in psychosynthesis, is the tool that allows us to reach self-awareness and the ability to focus our attention on each of our main aspects of the personality in sequence. We become clearly aware of these contents and we can examine their qualities while maintaining the neutral observer point of view and recognizing that the observer is not what he observes. From the real center of identity, we can learn to observe, integrate, and harmonize all the psychological processes and the psychological body. The objective is to attain enough familiarity with the exercise of disidentification so that we can proceed rapidly and dynamically through each of the phases, using only the central affirmation in each phase and concentrating on the experiential realization. In this way, using the will, one can disidentify at any time from any content, emotion, thoughts, role, etc., and become a detached observer. From this viewpoint, we can get a clearer picture of the situation and the significance of its causes, and therefore deal with it more effectively. When an identification is unconscious, it conditions us, but if we use our will to bring it into awareness, we can overcome the limiting beliefs associated with it and deconditioning it. It takes place through disidentification. Here, an example. I engage in various activities to play the many roles in life. I have to play this role and willingly play them in the best possible way, whether it's the role of son, father, wife, husband, teacher, student, etc. But I have the awareness that I am more than these. These are specific role, but partial role, which is I, myself. I am playing. I decide to play. I can watch and watch myself playing. Therefore, I'm not one of them. I am a self of pure consciousness and will, and I am not the actor, but rather the director of the production. This identification is one of the most powerful and effective tools we have to reach and maintain the state of presence as a flow. The I, as a definition in psychosynthesis, is the inner center of wisdom and power, free of contents, where the personality made up by subpersonality revolves. Once the subject reaches the state of inner freedom from the influences determined by the contact with the senses object. This is possible through this identification. When an identification is unconscious, it conditions us. But if we use our will to bring it into awareness, we can overcome the limiting beliefs associated with it and deconditioning it. These take place through disidentification. This is one of the seven core concepts of psychosynthesis and one of the most powerful and effective tools we have. Most of the time, we can start right off with a disidentification exercise with a client. We have to sensitize the client first. We do this by making comments such as, I feel a part of you that says, I sense a part of you that feels, or I sense a part of you that desire. The emphasis of on a part that opens the door to an awareness that they are other than the feeling, that they are themselves, an I over and above the conditioning. In our role as a guide, we invite the client with firmness and love to go behind the conditioning using the formula we have just seen. I have and I am more than, and manifesting my ability, my quality, I honor myself. We help our clients to explore their limiting beliefs by arriving at their center, the I, the space within us of pure awareness and will without contents. We always aim for the I, anchoring ourselves in this center of awareness and will at the center of the diagram, constantly bringing the client back to this space behind the contents of the psyche. We are particularly attentive to transpersonal qualities which seeks to emerge, and we anchor ourselves to this as a help to our clients in contacting more I. The process passes from identification with a content to disidentification from that content to self-identification with oneself in the I, which is separate from all content, but is able to choose which one to use at any given time, leading to an expansion of the space and awareness of the self, the more I we are seeking. Successive identification are phases in the natural process of growth, but as we said earlier, fixation on one becomes an obstacle to progress and can lead to a real problem going forward. So learning to disidentify, to become the observer and director of our inner world, choosing identity consciously and willingly, empowers the natural process of growth or self-realization. The goal is the I who, in freedom, consciously recite the different parts. Essentially, this identification opens a space between the contents of the psyche and the I. We no longer let the sense of our identity coincide with the contents of our conscious. This identification means inner freedom. Paraphrasing as a jolly metaphor, think of the example of two or three-dimensional space, which Einstein has popularized. For a two-dimensional being confined within the psychic circle, that's all there is. But the true being is three-dimensional, entering and leaving the psychic contents at will. This identification is a fundamental passage which brings us into the space of the I, the space of director and observer. This identification is a constant process. It means to knowingly and voluntarily open a psychic space between the contents of the conscience and the subject, which is behind, is the perceiver. Recognize those contents, subsequently master and transform them, learning to manage and use them in a conscious matter, what we call empowerment. We no longer identify ourselves casually with a psychic content, but causally, to produce desired and ecological results. The awareness of being an I that wills enable us to present ourselves to the situation and challenge of life in a very different way and to action on this. This brings us to the realization through the existential experience of the state of pure self-awareness, of being a self in expression within a certain personality, through the direct perception of the I self. Every identification we submit to is damaging, limiting, compromising personal freedom and blocking the natural evolutionary process of the I. Through this identification, we can finally respond to the question, who am I? As Sajoli teach us, this identification represents the key to internal freedom and joy, bringing us into the space of the I, rediscovering our own personal power of choice, of power to choose if and when to identify with a given content. Through this identification, we exercise the awareness of being an I with power of choice, capable of directing our attention and therefore our energy toward an objective that we have freely chosen. In the Vedic wisdom tradition, this identification is described with the term Vairagya. Sajoli was a profound student of the Vedic wisdom tradition, and many of the concepts we see in psychosynthesis have their root in this millennial wisdom. The downside of all of this is that the process of letting go of our old identification is not immediate. We have had them all our lives, so it takes time to change, and this process can take us through a period of anxiety. All the stress of leaving the security of the known for the insecurity of the unknown, generating the desire to return to old habits, even though we find ourselves in front of new possibilities and new horizons. We are worried about leaving behind old securities and worried about no longer recognizing ourselves, reawakening primal fears. Symbolically, we enter the cycle of death and rebirth. And to do this without fear and anxiety, one has to have trust and faith in what comes next. This identification is a process. It's part of three steps. Identification of unconscious content or subpersonalities, impacting the I. This identification from these contents, self-identification, the ability to choose at will a particular subpersonality to deal with the content. Self-identification means to see ourselves even more in the space of the I, no longer overwhelmed by the incessant flow of psychic contents. We return to the state of essential unity, the non-duality of the I self, where we can observe, direct, and choose consciously. The experience may last only a few moments, but its effects persist and continues to work unconsciously. One of the basic premises of psychosynthesis, formulated at the beginning of the 19th, is that our personality is made up of a multitude of parts, real personages. These personages alternate in our life like actors on a stage dressed in various costumes, immersed in their role under the spotlight of the theater of our interior and relational life. As Sajoli called these personages sub-personalities. They represent part of our personality, our way to be and to express ourselves through our life, made up of important need or desire around which is structured and organized a particular way to use the body, to move, to speak, to think, feel, see, to relate with other specific attitude, belief, conviction, and prevalent emotions. The word identity generally indicates the assemblage of characteristics which distinguish a person itself made up of a number of separate identities associated with subpersonalities. The sense of identity therefore ends up being an imperfect and multiform representation of a reality which is actually unitary and much broader, the I, reflection in the personality of our higher self. As described in 10 laws of psychodynamics, in particular the 6th and the 8th laws, Sajoli underlined the power that subpersonality have to take over the I itself, unaware of their presence. The I, the center of consciousness, is the starting point and the finish line. It's the reference point, the sense of being, of existing, which is over and behind contents. For this reason, we work on achieving even deeper levels behind contents, even more I. The I, or personal self, is the internal unifying center behind the comfort zone established by the subpersonalities. The I is the center of integration of the multiplicity of parts which make up the personality. The I is that who experience from a point of quiet, even while the personality may be caught up in a storm. The goal of personal psychosynthesis is to arrive at an even greater harmonization of the personality, taking into account a Sajoli's admonition that it takes a lifetime to do the work of a lifetime, with the objective of becoming a self in expression through the personality. We work with the I, but we always remember that there is no duality between the I and the higher self, only different level of awareness. Psychosynthesis is a transpersonal psychology. As the foundation of our approach to coaching, psychosynthesis applies scientific methodology to the study of the stage of consciousness and the study of spirituality, a synthesis which creates a bridge between ancient wisdom, tradition, and modern science. It is a spiritual science which studies reality through integration by transforming the masks of the personality, highlighting human potential and recognizing the value of different state of consciousness, the study of transpersonal experience and correlated phenomena. The psychic boundaries or comfort zone represent psychic contents which we still have to work on. This highlights the importance of the point of presence, meaning training ourselves to perceive our boundaries and those of others. The situation is also true for the boundaries with the self. The experience of self consists in sensing one's own individuality, one's own limits, while at the same time perceiving the universal. Consciousness changes according to the level of awareness, a process which is tied to the attention that we direct inside and outside ourselves. According to Patanjali's Yoga Sutra, an observing consciousness knows itself in the exploration of the vast world of being and take place from the awareness of being conscious. Authenticity and congruence are essential prerequisites in psychosynthesis. We can be authentic only when we become aware of having subpersonalities which needs to be seen and harmonized within the personality. Any attempt to move toward the transpersonal in the hope of enlightenment without passing through one's own maze of personal need ends up of being what is termed spiritual bypassing or ego trespassing. The major obstacle to the process of self-realization is avidya, the greatest ignorance, the roots of the five great conditionings described by Patanjali in the Yoga Sutras, the pancha klesha, which are rooted in the subconscious or prepersonal unconscious, avidya, the ignorance of being a self, asmita, identification with the ego or personal self under unconscious identification with subpersonalities, raga, attachment, dvesha, aversion, abhinivesha, fear of death. This identification brings us to the center, to the neutral space of the I, the observer and director. The center is the space where we activate the will, which becomes an act of conscious connection between the I and the self. Remaining centering in the self enables the subject to be present and is always very important to get them back to the center when an emotion rises. As a coach, we don't work in the lower unconscious, but sometimes the realization of being a self in expression can trigger some strong responses, and we need to be ready to handle these. The disidentification exercise works well in these cases. The self is the resource through which to make contact with daily events, and we do this through a deliberate act of will. I do this because it's good for me. I do it for my welfare. I do it because I care for myself. One of the classics from the Hindu Vedas, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, gives further perspective on this. Remaining in the center, in a fixed point, manifesting dynamic action, the concept of non-action embodied in the Wu-Wei action free of karmic debt, the fullness of the void of Tao, in the awareness that the appearance in the client of crisis, accompanying spiritual experience, represent what a Sajoli term, a breakdown with the breakthrough potential. This identification frees us from the bound of avidya, the cosmic ignorance, ignoring our true nature of being a self, opening the path to non-attachment or vairagya, another Vedic concept we already seen. But first we have to know what we are attached to by identifying our psychic contents as fully as possible. In this context, we help the client to explore their limiting beliefs, and we always head for the I, anchoring ourselves in this center with the awareness and will in the center of the egg diagram, constantly returning the client to this space behind contents. True freedom is not what which is related to the material world. Is that internal power which every individual has at their disposal to manifest their specific node. The I is the active and unifying center for all the elements which make up the personality, and the will is the active component of this center of self-awareness. We can say that the will manifests the power of the I, the power to transform that which is potential into actualization, to realize the potential of each human being to themselves, to become what which they have sensed to be. Choosing our identification in this manner is an act of will. We are capable of exercising this power of choice, or we can let our awareness and in consequence our eye wander toward wherever is most attractive in the moment. Identification with the eye brings freedom. It gives us the freedom to choose in any given moment, to become fully identified with any part of ourself, an emotional, habitual model, or a subpersonality, to be fully involved with it and live it profoundly. Or, on the other hand, we have the freedom to observe and to act, remaining completely disidentified, detached from it, or to choose any degree of identification between these two extremes, and from the viewpoint of a detached observer, acquire a clearer comprehension of the situation, of its significance, causes, and the most effective way to act upon it. Attachment to our identification is an obstacle to growth. It's absolutely necessary to separate ourselves from identification in order to identify with our real self, and therefore to be able to choose which identification we will use to empower our I. The result of this process is that a given subpersonality will transform from weakening to empowering us, becoming an asset to conscious growth as opposed to a limiting liability. In this way, we are able to regain direction over the evolutionary process of self-realization. This identification means create a space between the psychic contents and the I. Do not longer couple our sense of identity with the contents of the field of consciousness. It's a fundamental step which gives us the ability to enter into the space of the I, our space of pure awareness and will without contents. Is a continual process, consciously and willingly creating a psychic space between the contents of consciousness and the subject, which perceive and often submit to them. This enables us to gain knowledge of the contents, leading subsequently to master and transform them, learning to use them in a conscious manner to empower the I. But before we can disidentify ourselves, we have to start by identifying the psychic content using the five-phase map and other technique in the psychosynthesis toolkit. This identification doesn't mean to judge, condemn, or repress. It simply means a constant state of vigilance, a presence which has the added advantage of bringing us to the internal mental state, aligning us and our energies in the right direction to constructively realize our emerging future in alignment with our call of self. This identification represents a fundamental passage towards synthesis of the psyche, which is the objective of psychosynthesis.
Thank you for your attention. I hope you enjoyed it.